Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions, such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1,100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, cephasradio.com. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry Incorporated, a network of 40 websites addressing many social and spiritual issues. We are what our group calls watchmen. God always had watchmen. A small group of ministries came up about the same time in the early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the world. Last week we ended with the fact that the man of sin is restrained until God allows the restraint to be removed. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5 through 6. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth that he be revealed in this time. Acts chapter 2, verse 20. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great day and notable day of the Lord come. The preachers do teach end times, never mention the fact that God will remarry Israel during the day of the Lord. This day is parallel of the day of Christ when Jesus fetches his bride. God retrieves his former wife and remarries her. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10 through 12. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left in from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the island of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 6 through 8. For the Lord has called thee as a woman forsaken, grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth. And when you was refused, said thy God, for a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, says the Lord, thy Redeemer. Hosea chapter 2, verse 19 through 20. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. Before God recovers his remnant, he pours out his wrath, the avenge was done to Jesus, what was done because of what was done to Jesus Christ and those who were martyred for receiving Jesus Christ's offer of salvation. Jesus offered salvation to the Jews in John chapter 8, verse 51. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Here is a short history of how Jesus was treated during the 3 short years of his ministry. They refused to accept Jesus in John 8:52. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. John chapter 8, verse 59. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. John chapter 9, verse 22. These words spake his parents of the blind man who was healed, because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. John chapter 10, verse 19 through 21. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings, and many of them said, He has a devil, and he is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, There are not words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 30, I and my Father are one. John 10:31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. John chapter 11, verse 49 through 54. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, Ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man shall die for the people, and that the nation, the whole nation, perish not. And this spake he not of himself, but being a high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. From that day forth they took counsel together for to put him to death. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence unto countries near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. John chapter 12, verse 37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. John chapter 12:31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 9. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. In Joel chapter 1, verse 15, Ailes for the day, for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary at denver-thriftshop.com blowout. Till next week, thank you for listening. God bless you. So long. Rita Williams of CephasMinistry.com. CephasMinistry.com. Thank you.